Hello, my ninja friends. So, thanks for tuning in once again to Scott Norville's podcast, The Carnishi. Don't know even that's a word, but Carnishi Ninja. I can't even talk today. Carnishi Ninja. But I can always get that bit right. So, today's episode is all about letters. Sending out letters to prospects and to customers that are suspects. So customers that have just tentatively inquired, and you're just trying to get them as a firm prospect. So what we tend to do at SilverstoneFleetManagement.com, bang, I thought I'll just drop that one in there, Northampton's leading number one leasing company. What we do is that we send out these letters. And the letters, I won't bother going too much into the content. It's just sort of, thanks very much for the inquiry, something like that. You know, we do things in a different manner, as you can see by this letter. Something to those lines with a telephone number, email address, or whatever it may be. But all of that is handwritten. So you can either get the girl in admin, because admin have always got better handwriting than salesmen. Christ, the salesmen that I've got, they've got sort of doctor's handwriting. Handwriting like they're bloody 4 years old. Even my son that's 14 months old can do better handwriting than they can. So anyway, without further ado, I've got a bit sort of on a bit off track, off piste there. So with these letters, you just have to handwrite them. So just handwrite the letters, any content that you want. But the piece of resistance is the wax seal. So the wax seal, very straightforward. You buy the wax off of Amazon, £5 for 5 pieces of wax. That's all it is. But you also need the seal. So I got the seal off of eBay and with the initials. And it cost £14 plus the VAT or something like that. But the initials was SFM for Silverstone Fleet Management. Whoosh. You like that? Whoosh. And again, whoosh. But with the wax seal, it plays a massive part. So you can look at different coloured envelopes, either gold or whatever you want to do. But we tend to send out gold envelopes with a wax seal. So with the wax seal, very straightforward. You just literally burn the wax, let it drop onto the envelope, put the seal on it, and off it goes. Handwrite the front of the of the envelope, post it, and happy days. Right, so this is what the situation is. The customer receives that. How many times does customers, how many times do customers get emails? All the time. How many times do you get emails? And you look at them and you think, oh, I can't be dealing with that. Just fuck that one off, bang, bang, bang. Because we all get crap, we all get emails, and sometimes they get skipped. But how many times have you been working and you've been flat out all day and you get home and you walk in and you see you've got thousands of letters? Well, never. Unless one, you've got a lot of bills, or two, it's your birthday, or it's Christmas. One or one of the three. Hopefully not that you're in debt. But with this little method, what happens is that the envelope gets sort of sent, lands on the prospect's mat. They look at it and think, oof, a gold envelope, handwritten, and oh my dear, it's wax sealed. What are they going to do? The open rate on this is 100%. 100% open rate. Well, that's far greater than any MailShot or MailChimp, any greater than any email, any greater than any prospecting of telephone bollocks that the sales managers ask you to do. It's just the way forward. But it's something different. It's not something new. Christ, we was doing this many, many, many hundreds of years ago. But the customer receives it and it's something different. They look at it and think, Jesus, this chap, Bill or Stacy, have gone above and beyond their normal sort of call of duty. So I'll tell you what, I'll read this. They read it. All of a sudden then, you come to mind. More than likely, they'd probably go on to the internet then, or send you an email, or whatever they may do. But I'd highly recommend you get those sent out. Get them sent out like you wouldn't believe. Bang, bang, bang. Off they go. Whitch, whitch, whitch. Off they go. Happy days. But then follow up. So follow up within a day. 24 hours. Just give them a quick call. Did you receive my envelope? Did you receive my letter? And I promise you now, they'd actually say a couple of things. Yes, I did. It's fantastic. Or yes, I did. And thanks very much for all the wax. It's just gone over the carpet. But you don't know. But that gets you talking to that customer. Bit of banter. And you never know. You may convert. So that's me, Scott, the car leasing ninja. My little podcast for today. But any comments, anything, just at the bottom. I don't even think you can actually comment on this. But just keep listening, because I've got little hints and tips. We've been doing this for, oh Christ, 6-7 years now, and the open rate is phenomenal, and we've had a lot of people lease off the back of it, because the only thing is, they always say to us, oh, are you the company that do the wax sealing letters? Once again, no one else does it. If you do it a couple of times, just keep it going, because what do they say? It takes 28 days to get something into a habit, and it's bloody ball ache, there's no question. So make sure the content's not too long. You don't want to write a novel, but you just want it to a certain thing where they look at it and it's handwritten. If it's handwritten, wax sealed, well, you're on to a winner. So anyway, that's it. Have a good night, because it's actually night time now. It's 8 o'clock, and hopefully you'll be getting up very early in the morning to have a productive day. So that's me, Scott Norville, the car leasing ninja.